episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by SEM Rush. It is our go-to SEO tool for doing audits, for tracking position and ranking, for really getting ideas on how to get more organic traffic for our clients, competitive intelligence, backlinks, and things like that. All the important SEO tools that you need for paid traffic, social media, PR, and of course, SEO. Check it out at semrush.com/partner/ducttape marketing. And we'll have that in the show notes. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Chance and I'm going to do a solo show again. People keep telling me to do more of these. So hopefully you're one of those people that enjoys the solo show. So a lot of you know that I work with businesses of all kinds. I work with a lot of professional service businesses, and I work with a ton of consultants, particularly marketing consultants, because I've developed a network of marketing consultants that we call the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network. So today's topic is a topic that really relates in many ways to any kind of business, but certainly relates to anybody who is in a service business or, let's face it, is a marketing consultant. So that's the topic I want to share today because not enough people know necessarily about the specific training and the specific work that I do with consultants. So I've actually titled this the three-step system to keep clients 3 years or longer. So you can see particularly the service business. That's really when my business took off. It's when I figured out that idea of there was a very specific method to keeping clients happy, keeping clients longer, getting them better results, which those things, of course, go hand in hand. So the three steps in the system are that you need to develop a repeatable process. It doesn't matter what you do as a consultant, having a process that you can repeat and get better at rather than making it up every day from scratch is one of the secrets to not only scaling a consulting firm, but certainly to keeping those clients longer. And keeping those clients longer is one of the secrets to scaling. The second is you need a consistent flow of leads and a process to convert them. That doesn't mean you need to have a ton of leads or have some complicated funnel to generate leads. You just need to have something that works and flows consistently so that you can continue to build at a rate that makes sense. And then a process to convert them. A lot of folks actually get pretty good at making the phone ring, getting the click, getting the email, getting the appointment even. But the real key is when you can get to where 50, 60, heck, 80% of those folks that you're having that meeting with see a compelling reason to hire you. And the third thing, if you want to scale at all, even if you want to be, I mean, today we can be solopreneurs. We can have it our way. We can work all by ourselves and build million-dollar businesses. But it helps to have a small account team and train partners that you can work with. Because unless you are just doing, say, strategy consulting or, you know, not actually offering any kind of implementation, it's really easy to offer. For example, me as a marketing consultant, I can develop a great, brilliant marketing strategy for somebody. But in the end, they want it implemented. They want a website built. They want content. They want SEO. And I can do all that. I actually, you know, I'm a Swiss Army knife when it comes to actual implementation. But does it make sense for me to do all of that if I want to build a business? Because that's the kind of stuff that, you know, you can go days and weeks, you know, without air and without water and without food because you're drowning in kind of doing that stuff. So having an account team who can communicate with the client and then also having people, partners that you can delegate. And this goes back to the repeatable process. If you have partners, if you have a repeatable process, delegation gets a lot easier. So the repeatable process for me has been and is today still the duct tape marketing system. And it relies very heavily on this idea of strategy before tactics. So we actually have a process we call strategy first, where we help our clients develop who their ideal client is, what their vision is, what their core message is. And then we use content as the voice of that strategy. And then we map something we call the marketing hourglass or the customer journey. And those three components, everybody gets. Everybody who comes into being a client of ours, that's part of our repeatable process, part of our system. After that, we then determine what are the build steps, what are the grow steps, what are the ignite steps. Those are just kind of our fancy way of saying, you know, what are the implementation steps based on where they are, based on whether what their priority is. So it allows us to have a repeatable process without just having a cookie cutter turnkey process. Because here's the secret is that 80% of small businesses out there need 80% of the same thing. But the key is how you mix and match and how you develop it around what their core strengths are. And that's the part that really is, that's truly the consulting part. A lot of the doing just needs to be set up right. A lot of people that can do it if it's set up right. So the second key to this repeatable process, though, and I actually learned this when I started trying to transfer how I did what I did to marketing consultants who joined our network. It's fine to have a system, a marketing system for developing strategy and figuring out the planning and the implementation, but you also have to have a methodology that's repeatable. So in other words, everyone is educated the same way. They're all converted the same way. You do a discovery process the same way. The research you do to do the work for the client is done the same way. So that you not only have a repeatable process for getting them results, you have a repeatable process for the experience that they have, for the way that you turn them into an ideal client, for the way that you teach them, here's how we get you the best results. And that's the step that's missing for a lot of people. A lot of people have their 10-step way of getting XYZ results, but every client comes in a different way. Every client hears about them a different way. Every client asks for a standard or a new custom proposal. And that's the part that becomes very difficult to replicate. And if you can't replicate it, it's much harder to achieve results for the client. Now, our system is also built around the fact that, marketing is evolving. It's changing. We have, at least in our world, 11 channels that we really, website, content, SEO, social media, email, paid lead generation, sales, customer experience, CRM, automation, analytics. That's kind of our world. And if you go to the podcast show notes page for this, you'll see a little graphic with all those channels, and I'll put a couple other graphics up there that illustrate some of the things I'm talking about today. But so we have to understand that all of those channels exist, and our job as part of the system is to not just say, okay, you have to do all this stuff. It's to figure out how do we use these channels to actually take a business from where they are and start integrating these channels. Not everybody is ready for something like starting a podcast because it just doesn't make sense because they actually don't have a website that's modern. It's not mobile friendly. Their Google My Business page maybe isn't set up. So we've actually structured our roadmap to integrate these channels around. We just use the build, grow, and ignite terminology. But what it does is it allows us to show a client. Remember, I started today talking about how we keep a client 3 years or longer. Our average retention is way over that, but I'll use that amount of time because hopefully that's a compelling idea. So we charge a retainer fee that follows a roadmap. It doesn't say, here's exactly what you're going to get. In some cases, we are able to say that, but we're also able to show a client, here's where we're going. And I think that's one of the keys. A lot of consultants sell a project or they sell, a piece of work or a very specific result. Well, what we believe our clients want to do ultimately is to mature with their marketing, is to grow. In fact, we actually call our roadmap the marketing maturity model for small business. And that's the idea that in the build phase, there are certain things we have to do before we can then branch out and start doing things like paid lead generation or focusing on a customer onboarding process in the grow phase and then also in the ignite. And I've got this big spreadsheet that I'll share in the show notes that kind of maps out all of these things. And you don't have to know what they all are, but I think it helps you understand that when people are in the build phase, our biggest result is to get their website ready to convert leads. Then when they're in the grow phase, we move to trying to generate higher quality traffic and leads. And then because we've built that foundation, we can move to Ignite and help them start consistently converting ideal clients. But a lot of people want to do, they want to run before they crawl. And if we don't get those stages, that hierarchy built, then we can't ultimately get them the result they're after. So the repeatable process, the repeatable methodology, a roadmap that allows us, or at least allows us to show them where we're going over the course of 3 years, and then a monthly retainer that basically gets them a level of activity based on that roadmap. So that's piece number one. That process is how you have to approach consulting if you want to have a highly profitable, highly scalable, highly delegatable workload. All right, the second piece is you got to have a consistent flow of leads and maybe more importantly, a process to convert them. A lot of consultants can get by with 6 or 8 or 10 clients really at any given time. So you don't need thousands of leads. You maybe need to be talking to 2 or 3 of the right leads per month. So how do you do that? Well, you do it with a set of funnels. You don't do it by creating one thing, putting all of your eggs in one basket. It's done through networking with strategic partners. It's done through speaking, what I call speaking for leads. So going out to groups and sharing your process, your methodology, so that they understand that you are somebody they should work with. It also their content plays a huge role. Today, you know, folks are going out there and they're searching everywhere looking for products and services and experts that can solve their problems. And so building things, again, I'll have this graphic up there too, but building things like hub pages. So if you Google local marketing guide, so I go after small business clients, obviously, many of them are local clients. And so I want to show you or tell you about an example of how we're structuring content today. So if you Google the term local marketing guide, you'll see as of this recording, it was in the number one spot on Google for that. And it is my hub page called The Ultimate Guide to Local Marketing. And when you get there, you'll see what we've done is we've actually created what looks like a course, almost like a table of contents for everything you might want to know about local marketing. A lot of that content was written before we ever designed this page. So it's really about structuring that content. And a lot of consultants, a lot of marketers have content that they've been writing for years, but it's just everywhere. I mean, it's on a blog and good luck if you could find it. But by taking this theme, we know people are looking for local marketing, or try this one, content marketing for small business. That's another topic that we know people are looking for. So we've built pages where we've taken all of our content that we've written over the years and structured it in a way that would be a total education for somebody who is interested in content marketing. Then on that page, we actually have what we call a content upgrade. So somebody who, for example, is looking for local marketing tips probably would be interested in the local SEO checklist as well. So once somebody finds that, because it shows up in number one in Google for a search term, and they go to that page and they think, wow, this is great. I'm going to bookmark this. I'm going to share this. I'm going to link to this. But I'm also going to give you my email address so that we can start having a conversation. And that process then gets them on the roadmap for us nurturing that lead. Then how do we convert that lead? Once we've shared information, we've got somebody's attention. Well, we know that they're interested in increasing their online presence or at least getting something more effective out of their online presence. So we created something that we call the Total Online Presence Audit. And what this is a process that basically says, we will come and we'll look at your website and we'll understand, you know, the message, your content, the structure of your site, your SEO, your paid leads if you're doing that, even the competitive landscape. I mean, all the things that are involved in having a good online presence. We'll audit that and we'll give you a full report with all the recommendations. Certainly anything that's broken, we'll tell you about fixing, and we'll give you your highest priorities. Now, we're going to charge a little money for that. So we charge, in our case, $900 for a total online presence audit. And the beauty of that process is that There are so many tire kickers out there. You as consultants know how much free consulting you can give away. But what happens is when we offer something of great value and we charge a fee for it, we're going to attract people that have a mentality of investing in their marketing. And let's face it, a lot of times we're going to it's a research to get that report or get that findings for them is research that we would have probably done just to write a proposal anyway. But now when we get to the proposal part, we're using them. We're not saying you need this and you need that. We're literally talking about their website and their SEO and their content and their strategy approach. So all of a sudden, we've tailored a proposal to a reality that's very compelling because now they're looking at, okay, yeah, I really want to fix this stuff. Now, you could do all this without charging a fee, but what we have found is that once somebody sits through that, they're willing to invest in doing that. Not only do we convert many more of them, we convert them to a much higher priced fee. And the reason for that is that I believe at least, is that they get very bought into solving the things and to seeing the opportunity. So all of a sudden, it's like, what would it take for me to do all that you just proposed, as opposed to, okay, you're going to do some marketing for me. How much is it going to cost? And I think that change is what really kind of flips things around. So not only do we convert at a much higher, we're attracting the right people, and then they're really willing. They want to go on that journey now to get to the end of all the things that we've identified. All right, so the third piece is that you, I think, today need a small account team and some trained partners to delegate the work. If you're a marketing consultant, and you develop a process like we've done, a repeatable process, all of a sudden there are components of that you can teach somebody how to do very easily. There are so many virtual and freelance people out there that are great at their work, but if you've tried to engage them before, you've just kind of said, yeah, what can you do for me? And what you're going to do now is you're going to say, do this process for me. So you as the consultant can do the discovery and intake and the strategy and maybe even the editorial plan. Maybe you do some of the initial research, but you're able to get a project or an account manager who can do keyword research and develop themes, set up blog posts, do social setups, do the local Google My Business setup, maybe even get their email newsletter going. So if you know that's going to be part of the engagement because you've designed a build, say, type of package around it, you can start delegating that work to folks for, you know, 5, 10, 15 hours a week to do that work for you. They can also do the reporting. One of the things that we found was that the consultants, you know, as the business owner is chasing new business, they're putting out fires, they're dealing with the bookkeeping aspects of it. And sometimes the client kind of gets distant and, you know, they don't hear from you for a couple of weeks. And it's like, where's John gone? What has he done for me lately? By having this account manager structure who is managing not only the implementation, but maybe your partners. So website or a content writer, in our case, that person is managing those folks, but they're also communicating with the client on a weekly basis. Here's what we did this week. Here's what we plan to do next week. And you as a consultant then can stay at the strategic level. So you come in and meet with the client to talk about results, or you come in and meet with the client to talk about, you know, what you're going to do next quarter, as opposed to, hey, how do we get this analytics code installed on your website? Because that's where I think a lot of consultants devalue themselves by doing, let's face it, $10, $15 an hour work instead of remaining in the $200, $300 an hour work that the client really values. Now, the last piece, I said it was really just a three-step system, but what I've discovered over the years working with the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network is that investing in a mentor and a community as a solopreneur is so, so valuable. Be able to sit in a room with folks that are doing exactly the same thing you're doing, or at least trying to work with the same clients that you're working with, and get that kind of feedback and that one-on-one mentoring in a lot of ways, or just proof that you're not crazy with the things that you're proposing. I think that's, you know, today, you know, we can work all by ourselves in, you know, a 12 by 12 office with nothing but a computer and a monitor and a connection to the outside world. And that can get kind of lonely and you feel a little, you know, disconnected. So being a part of a community like that, of people that are doing the same thing there, or at least attempting to do the same thing that you're doing, can be extremely, extremely valuable. So, repeatable process, consistent flow of leads that comes by having a number of things going on, and then that process that you develop to convert the right leads. And then developing a small account team. So that account manager that's really, just like the name implies, managing the account relationship so that you can stay the consultant. And then they can also manage the partners that you delegate work to. And then lastly, just I can't say enough, in my network, if you polled the 150 consultants in our network, many of them would tell you, yes, I came for the system. I came for the lead generation training. I came for the process to convert clients, and this idea of the structure about an account team and the fact that we already have these partner relationships developed, but they all stay for the network. And that's the part that's so hard to articulate. Look, if today, if you are a consultant, you're thinking about becoming a consultant, and some of the messages particularly resonated, I'd like, if you want to find out more about the Duct Tape Marketing Consultant Network, I'm going to give you a URL that you can go to and sign up for a live webinar where I basically just outline, here's everything that our consultants get as part of the network. So the URL for that, and it'll be in the show notes as well, is just duct tape. So that's DUCTTAPE.ME. So ducttapeme.com/discover. Try to give you a short, little bit shorter one. So that's ducttape.me/discover. And as I said, they'll be in the show notes for this. So thanks for listening. Thanks for indulging this kind of very specific topic on consulting and the methods for to not only creating a more profitable approach to consulting, but also one that allows you to keep your clients longer and longer and longer, because that is one of the keys to success. So thanks for listening, and we love those reviews. So if you want to turn to iTunes and give us a review, I'd love those as well. Take care.